Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good morning, dear campers. Welcome to episode 207 of the Philippine Campfire Stories limited series, After Campfire, wherein we talk about content and media that is related to the topics that we discuss on the podcast. I hope you're all doing okay. For those who have been asking where the video podcast can be seen, just go to our podcast Patreon page, patreon.com/campfirestoriesph, para makita ninyo ang mga video interviews of our recent and even previous episodes. May mga tiers from $1 to $5 a month, and you get access to all of our exclusive content for you. Maraming salamat sa mga current and even previous patrons sa walang sawang pagsuporta. Sobrang na-appreciate ko kayo. Last episode was part 1 of our interview with the Cuento Comics team featuring Caitlin Fahelan and Susan Bin. For today's episode, we will learn more about their team's challenges and maybe give us a peek on what is the future of The Mask of Halia, their ongoing series about the saga of Marisol Reyes and her family and how they uncover a mythical mask from their departed Lola Talia. Let's hear more from Caitlin and Susan when we come back dito lang yan sa After Campfire and Philippine Campfire Stories.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, he's Chico Garcia.
And he's Gino Killiamore.
We're the hosts of Only Fun.
In our podcast, we explore the boundaries of our pleasure.
And test the limits of our pain?
It's business in the front.
And party in the rear? Wait, what? Wait, we talk about shows that we watch that might, you know, be entertaining for everyone else, right?
Yep, that's what I said. Check out our podcast. New episodes out Wednesdays and Fridays.
No drama, only fun.
Welcome back to Philippine Campfire Stories, powered by the Pod Network Entertainment. You're listening to episode 207 and into our limited series, After Campfire. At huwag na nating patagalin pa, let's dive into the next part of our talk with Caitlin and Susan from Cuento Comics. Enjoy. Actually, I have a question with Susan. If Susan is here... I wanted to know about the visual styles. There you are, Susan. I wanted to know about the visual styles of The Mask of Halia, because from the limited copies that I have, I don't have everything yet. It sort of reminisces me to like my early childhood whenever I read on my comic books when I was kid, that's how, like, the colors, the designs, and even like how you guys. Okay, so she's somewhere in London. having coffee, but I guess Caitlin could pitch in.
I'm telling her we're gonna cover for her.
we got you, Susan. Don't worry. So yeah, what's the visual style of the Mask of Halea? It's very nostalgic. It's like getting a copy of, you know, that those comics. What is it? Witch, you know, WITCH, or like.
Yeah, I've heard of that one.
Winks.
Someone's like, Wink. Winks. Yeah. Our first artist, the first one who ever signed with us, Catherine Lino, who actually worked on the latest Castlevania. She's doing bigger and better.
Oh, wow.
I remember following her and saying, oh, she's kind of got like an Avatar, The Last Airbender sort of style with a feminine twist.
That's how it looks like.
Yeah.
It's an Avatar, Last Airbender.
Yeah. But as you know, when you add more artists to the mix, everyone's trying to copy someone else's style. And then the other person's trying to copy the other person's style who was trying to copy someone else's style. So it's kind of
evolves in itself.
Yeah, it's amalgamated into its own thing now. But I was always inspired by manga and anime, mm-hmm. and like manhwa and stuff like that. And also, mm-hmm. I'm all acting like I drew it. I didn't draw any of these. But I think in the visuals in my head, I saw it kind of like anime.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see. My next question is, if you were a comic book character, who would you be and what would your powers be? We can go outside the Mask of Halea, but I would love to hear your thoughts.
Okay, if I was a comic... Oh, okay, so you're saying just in general, if I was...
Just in general, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Good. You know what? I don't know if anyone's ever asked me that in an interview.
I peg you as someone like, and just because I saw X-Men just recently.
Oh, yeah.
X-Men 97. I kind of see you as Rogue.
Rogue. Yeah. No, she's definitely really cool. I remember in X-Men, Jean Grey was kind of like the emo one. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think I kind of, or maybe not emo, but just kind of had a heartbreaking storyline, so I remember gravitating towards that when I was very young, like X-Men 97 young, or younger than that actually. I don't know. I think I remember when I was a kid, I really gravitated towards magical girl animes like Sailor Moon. Cardcaptor Sakura, you know,
very anime.
Yeah, doing something cute with a cute outfit. Uh-huh. Power of Love. I don't know. I'm gonna have to get back to you on that.
If you're a Sailor Warrior, who would you be?
Sailor Moon.
Just the main character, huh?
my friends voted me. We had a Sailor Moon afternoon club after school.
Oh wow, this is interesting.
Everyone wanted to be Sailor Mars, but I really liked Sailor Moon. So I was the vice president, and every day we would meet to discuss Sailor Moon. We would trade stickers, we would trade bookmarks, we would trade the cards, we would trade VHSs. You know, we were really into that. So I always liked Sailor Moon. Ooh. I think.
I muted you, Susan, because we're getting echoes.
Well, Susan she answered some questions in the chat that.
Yeah, she did. When I was asking about the visual style and inspirations, she said the visually for my panels, I drew a lot of inspiration from the Avatar comics.
Yes.
And earlier Versa panels. So yeah, I guess. that we really see that the inspiration, although it's coming on its own, of course, but there's that hint of nostalgia just for people my age, I guess, that it, I can see and experience by reading The Mask of Aaliyah. All right, you're okay, Susan. That's okay.
I love that it's a Berserk panels. I'm like, I would never have thought that, but it kind of makes sense. have you ever read or seen Berserk?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I think that's something that I need to look forward to.
I wish. That's my like dream, like aspire to be like Kentaro Miura. It's so good.
I will look at that.
I mean, it's kind of violent. Just warning. It's kind of gory, very rated R.
Okay. Well, I guess so it didn't come to the Philippines from where I came from when I was a kid. I grew up in the Philippines, so no, I didn't get Berserk.
I didn't either. Actually, I'm so embarrassed to say this. The way I found out about Berserk was because I'm obsessed with Game of Thrones. I was typing in anime that is similar to Game of Thrones, and then it said you need to read Berserk. I was like, okay, I mean, it's so good.
So you also recently just found out just a few years ago, I guess.
Yeah, maybe like 2016. I was like super late to the bandwagon. Okay. And then I saw Susan posting like Berserk sketches on Facebook. I was like, yes, I'm so glad.
Okay. Well, I have one, I guess. That's my assignment. I have to look it up.
Check it out. It's really good.
Okay. So my next question, you were kickstarted to a new project. Can you tell us about it?
I think last year, later in the year last year, we launched our Kickstarter for our first premium deluxe graphic novel. We had earlier released a special Comic-Con version for like San Diego Comic-Con, but those have all sold out. So this one is the kind of official compendium or whatever you want to call it of, or it's the first volume, the first five issues. So, you know, God willing, we're able to churn out a volume for every five issues or so. So volume two will be 6 through 10. Mm-hmm. And volume one is 1 through 5. So for the listeners in the Philippines, I believe we're on Fully Booked. And I think the premium graphic novel, which is Heir to the Warrior Moon, that is on pre-order for like April 16th or something. I don't know. Whenever it comes out. Next month, hopefully.
Yeah. And listeners outside of the Philippines, I saw Amazon is also having a pre-order item in there. So if you want to check that out. And later we can let you guys know where to order a copy. My next question for you, Kaylin, if you are in a Comic-Con and you happen to stumble upon a person who hasn't heard of your work, what's your go-to pitch to make the person entice them, attract them to give me your money and I'll give you a comic book?
I'm actually really terrible at that.
No, you're not. I heard you speak.
That's only because they made me practice a pitch. And I am never good at it, but our producers and our PR and marketing people are really good at it. Usually what we'll say, you know, because most of us are operating out of the US, we'll say, have you heard of Filipino mythology? And most people haven't. Even Filipino people have sometimes not heard of Filipino mythology. So yes,
that's true.
Oftentimes they'll see our banner, which will say the first all Asian, all female comic book company. And people are excited by that. But you know, I'll say something like, I'll use the, you know, key phrases, supernatural, urban fantasy, large cast of characters. I'll say there's vampires, monsters, ghosts, gods, goddesses, shamans, fairies or whatever. I don't know. No fairies yet. But that usually gets people to understand, oh, okay. So it's kind of like a large fantasy endeavor and it's got Filipino characters and it's led by women. So, and they get it.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you support that kind of project, right?
I know, right? Like,
plus the graphics. Their graphics is something else. Really. For everyone who's like hailing right now outside my window.
No way! Really? I'm all looking out my window.
Well, no. I'm in San Francisco. It's hailing right now. Can y'all hear? Is here?
Susan?
Yeah.
I'm alive.
You're alive.
You are. You made it.
It only took like 40 minutes, but I'm back. It was
Go ahead.
Also freezing earlier in London. I wanted. Yeah, it hailed for like 30 seconds, and then it turned into rain. But I also wanted to say that I'm really bad at pitching as well. That's why I draw. I'm like, let me give you the thing. But because I've done a few, I used to do a lot of artist alleys at anime cons in the US, also in like Japan and China. But recently, like, so I do them a lot less, but I did do like kind of a small scale, like one day event in Texas. And I think it was around the same time that the Kickstarter was still running. So I had like, you know, some issues. I put them out on my table. Like I created like a little thing about the Kickstarter and like I just invite people, like if they look at it, I'm like, hey, like pick it up, read it. Like, please feel free, look through it, like take a picture, everything. Cause I didn't have any issues to sell. I was just like, yeah, if you want to know more, like follow us on the social medias, like check out the Kickstarter. But I say, I kind of do the same thing. Like it's the first, like it's all female, like it's indie. It's supernatural. It's horror. Like it's, and it's interesting because so a lot of, I would say these anime cons, most of the attendees are Asian, or I get a lot of Asian people at least who come to my table. And so I had this really cool experience where I had like this Filipino American attendees, and they're like, oh my God, this is so cool. Like, hey, like it's Halia. Like my name's Halia, you know, like I'm like, yeah, like read through it. And they're like going through it. They're like, oh my God. Like they're like, they really see themselves in it. Like they were so excited. They were like, this is so cool. And I was like, yeah, yeah, it is. So I kind of let the work speak for itself. Like once you let people pick it up, they like love it.
That is true. What's the logo is a dragon.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, so like Aliyah with an A is like, also like an Arabic name that means like, I think I'm going to get it wrong, but I think it means like, I'm not going to say it because someone could just Google it right now, but it's a very like nice name. And that's how I pitch it to them. Like, to like some of my Arabic friends are like, ooh, Aliyah.
That's awesome.
Oh, well, Aliyah in Arabic means exalted or high. So,
yeah, exactly.
I know that Halia was, it was like a moon ritual that ancient Bicolanos
in Bicolano. Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing like, no one's even 100% sure if it was straight up a goddess, but you know, it kind of turned into that over the years. Speaking of Halia, I was at a brewery last night with my friends, and this particular brewery in Los Angeles called Ogopogo, all their drinks feature different mythological creatures or entities from around the world. So they had a Halia drink. It had the mask and the moon on it and everything. And the owners are not even Filipino, but it's like a...
They heard of your comments?
I don't know, but my producers were like, okay, we need a collab with them.
Exactly. It's
reaching out. Yeah.
I imagine you texting everybody in the group
chat. Yeah, we were like, what the heck? Got like a sweet,
the pop-up was so lit.
You know? Yeah. And if you go on their Instagram, you'll see it. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm drinking the Halia drink right now. So
that is so cool.
Yeah,
actually.
It was cool.
Now I wanted one.
I'll bring one for you next time.
Okay. So I guess those are my questions about the very interesting The Mask of Halia series in Cuento Comics. May I know if there are some, just a bonus question, are there some Easter eggs that we kind of missed while reading the series? Like, I know that
Easter eggs.
Yeah, like in the background, I see, what was that? There's some Maria Labo mention, like a hint in the first issue. It's like that when the priest was overlooking Mari. He said, "Oh, I saw that sign. It was in one of those crazy women in a province, and she hacked her children."
Yeah.
I thought that was an Easter egg, and like, I got that.
I mean, you know what? There's Easter eggs, and then there's Easter eggs. I don't even know visually, Susan. Like all the cover artists have to draw like a little bakunawa, right?
That is correct. We all have to put a little bakunawa, like a hidden Mickey.
Yeah, like a, you know, in Disneyland or Disney movies, they'll sometimes put like a hidden Mickey Mouse. On the covers, they have like a hidden little snake.
I guess we have to look out for that.
Yeah, if you look for it, you'll see it. I know in Susan's, it's like somewhere like in the corner or something. I can't even remember now.
Yeah, I think mine's in the corner. At one point, it was on the moon. So
that's right. Yeah. Susan did our number two cover, by the way, which is a very popular one. One time we had a lady who said, yeah, she almost didn't want to buy the omnibus, which had all the issues, because she specifically wanted this cover. She said, "I need to have this cover.
Oh my God.
Is that you, Susan?
It looks so badass and I need to have them."
Wow.
We're trying to reassure her, like, "Oh no, it's in the omnibus." She's like, "Oh, it is? Oh, okay. I just need to have this."
So honored. Wow.
Shout out. I'm looking for the bakunawa here. I'll find it somehow.
I think I need to look for it too. Yeah, I knew it was on the moon at some point, but yeah.
All right. I guess all my questions are answered. I just want everybody to know where can they get a copy of The Mask of Aaliyah and Cuento Comics?
Susan, do you want to answer that one, or?
I don't know the actual.
Maybe give them the website.
Well, you can go on CuentoComics.com. And you know, we're on Amazon. I think we were on Comixology. I don't know if we still are, but hopefully, well, we're on Barnes & Noble. You can order Barnes & Noble from their Barnes & Noble catalog. We might be in Barnes & Noble stores next month. There were in a lot of different comic book stores in the Philippines, in Florida, and in California. You just have to go on our website to check it out. But you could also purchase, you know, you could purchase this digitally as well as physical hard copies. And, you know, there may or may not be some webtoon/app options in the near future. We'll let you know.
Okay.
I don't know. I will not confirm anything, but just wink, putting that wink out there. Yeah. Wink, wink. Yeah. Just putting that out there.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we just have to look out at the official website, which is Cuentocomics.com, and Facebook. They're very active in social media. Reels are overflowing. every day. And sometimes they do cons in the Philippines as well. Just recently, I saw Waverly and who's with her?
Cecilia.
The both of them went back to the Philippines to do some rounds in the cons in there.
Sawi was there, I think. Sawi, because she did our issue one Philippine variant.
And
I think our colorist Lizel was there.
Was also there. Okay. Yeah. Then that's good. Plus they're very present in the Comic Cons in California, sometimes in other states as well in the US. So feel free to check out the website for their schedules and most especially their social media channels to get a copy of The Mask of Aaliyah. There you go. Thank you so much. Caitlin calling us from Los Angeles, Susan in London. So that's it for the episodes of After Campfire. Any last words before we say goodbye?
Thank you so much. You've been a wonderful host.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Susan. Well, you ladies take care. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure meeting you and talking with you this Saturday after morning. And I hope you guys take care. I'll see you
Thank
again next
you.
Time.
Thank
you. Bye-bye. You just listened to the After Campfire featuring the Cuento Comics team. You can check out cuentocomics.com to learn more on how you can get your hands on the issues of The Mask of Halea. Listeners from the Philippines, The Mask of Halea is available on Comic Odyssey for pre-order via Comic Odyssey's Facebook page. And for those listeners in California, you can find them all over the state in several comic book stores, so it's best to check out their website. And they also deliver to other parts of the world. Thank you very much, Caitlin and Susan, for being on the show. If you have thoughts about today's episode, feel free to join the conversation by leaving your thoughts at the Spotify Q&A section. All you have to do is look for Philippine Stories Spotify channel and look for the Q&A sa episode nito. And I will read your comments on future episodes of the show. And that's it for today's show. Magkita-kita tayong muli sa susunod na kwento. Ako si Earl, ang inyong pang campmaster. And you have been to the After Campfire.
This podcast may be based on true events with names, characters, and incidents that are either products of the creator's imagination or used fictitiously. Any similarity to real individuals or events is coincidental.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.